Welcome to the Power User Podcast. This is episode 55, where unprofessional podcasting sounds like it sounds right here. I am your host, Kristen Hatcher, and with me, as always, is Derek Badding. Hello, Derek. How are you?
Hello, Kristen. I'm good.
And Joel Halsey, Skyping in from Louisiana. Hey, Joel. How's it going?
Hey, dudes.
And Brad Wardell. Hello, Brad.
Hello. Do you know what this week is?
No. What is this week?
It is Retro Trade Shirt Week.
That is true.
I made it up.
Yeah, all this week, Brad has been wearing 10-year-old shirts he got from trade shows.
That's right.
So that's professional.
It is. I thought we should have, spice things up at the office. I should come in with shirts that no longer fit me.
How did you get an extra small of that shirt
that
anyway?
It is an extra small. This is just what I, 10 years ago, I was thinner. Let's just say. But, yesterday I was wearing my Indelible Blue. I don't know if any of our listeners remember OS2 or Indelible Blue, but I was wearing my Indelible Blue shirt, which on the back had a picture of Einstein, who was their dog, which was a very inside joke. And today I'm wearing my, what does it say?
Break the incompatibility barrier.
OS2. That's right. OS2 Warp.
Yes.
For certification, IBM sent us t-shirts.
God, you're a nerd.
I know.
Kristen, I'm willing to bet that his wife was going through all these old boxes of clothes, and she said, like most moms might, if you're not going to wear this, I'm going to throw it out. And he's like, I'll wear it.
That's right.
I'm going to wear it.
I'll
show
you. I
know it's 12 years old. I don't care.
Yeah.
And hence, this week was born.
Retro Trade Show Shirt Week.
Yes. Retro Trade Show Shirt Week.
Say that again.
Yes.
Say that five times fast. I just got back from a trade show, and while we were there, we were right across the aisle from Woot. Yes, there is a company called Woot. So if you go to woot.com, they actually have a pretty cool idea. What they do is they take overstock stuff, essentially, and they auction it off on their website, but it's only one product every 24 hours. So you got to check every day and see what they're offering for
it's
this.
It's kind of like QVC, except longer.
Yeah, exactly, until it sells out or 24 hours. So, and then they offer a Woot bag of crap. So that's nice. Bag o' crap. So for, it's like a dollar. But if you get the $3 bag, you get a better chance of getting stuff. So you could get a new car, but you'll more likely
but
get
not bloody likely.
Crap. Yeah, exactly. And I begged and pleaded for one of their shirts, and they said, we'll see what we can do, which is essentially
we're calling you out, Woot.
Yeah, exactly, which is essentially like saying not a snowball's chance. But, I had to try because it said Woot. It said Woot on it, so... They don't spell it with zeros, though, so they're not leet like me.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
This is a little awkward.
Hand it over.
No, I'm not handing this over.
Oh, I'm not going to read it. I just need to get it away from you because she's going to kill you.
Well, it's just that, the show's kind of, long and kind of boring and stuff. And so I brought in all my mail that, I had a kid a while back.
Yeah.
And I've been gone a lot. And so I've been getting mail on my desk. So I thought it might be, this would be a good time since there's, you're talking about your, stuff to bring it in and check, pay bills.
Why don't
bills.
You just leave then? Jeez. I'm going to replace you with a duck. That's
yeah, I'd like to
happen.
See that.
Did it last time.
That's right.
You had a kid? What, did you give him back or
he
something?
He had a kid a while ago.
Yeah, he took it back.
He doesn't know what happened to it.
No, it's at home, I think.
He left it in Uganda.
Oh, yeah. How was Uganda?
Oh, yeah, Uganda. It's
the world
warm.
Safe.
You didn't listen to the show from a couple weeks ago, did you?
Was I on it?
No.
No, that didn't. If it's not about me, it's not very...
While I was at the trade show...
No bashing.
While I was at Retail Vision in Denver, Colorado, lovely Denver, Colorado, I did meet somebody who actually listened to the show.
Ooh.
Can you believe that? His
I
name
don't
is
believe
Rob.
It.
He's from New Egg. Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, we got buddies at New Egg.
Yeah, we do.
That's Rock right. On. Cool. That's awesome.
And he said he was going to dance with me, and then he just disappeared. So I don't know what was up with that.
Story of your life.
Yeah, he's pretty much it. Exactly.
Always a wallflower.
Look at this. You're invited to receive a complimentary 1 ounce U.S. Silver Eagle coin. I got this in the mail. Huh?
Swell.
Put the mail on the goddamn floor.
You use the Lord's name in
That's
vain.
That's right. Please beep out God when you What's that, Joel?
You're going straight to hell.
Oh, yeah, but not for that. Believe me, there's a lot of other stuff I'm going to hell for.
That's like number 18.
Can we talk about those things?
Yeah. Might be more interesting, right? Yeah, so what's in the news this week? I mean, I've been out of touch, quite literally, on another planet for about 2 weeks now. So there's some interesting news.
Mm-hmm.
They are building a new fastest supercomputer ever.
IBM. Super. IBM's at it again.
It is super.
So more computers to mispredict global warming.
Yeah.
how's that working out? Is it because global warming's now a fact, except they can't use. You think they'd be able to computer model it by now? But
oh, and by the way, I caught a cold from all the flying around because I was in. Yes, I'm about to trot it all out now. I started in Detroit and I went to Denver,
mm-hmm.
and then back to Detroit, and on mm-hmm. the same day to Atlanta. Never left the airport.
Okay.
Then from Atlanta to Tennessee. Tennessee to Kentucky, Kentucky to Ohio. I think that's how it went.
So
I'm missing a state in there somewhere.
Back.
We drove back.
Yeah.
And then Michigan.
While you were in Kentucky, did you do like the Kentuckians and marry your cousin?
I don't think she'd like that, but no. So I didn't, no.
You know, according to my phone bill.
Oh, God.
I live in Ypsilanti. Which isn't true, but that's what they say.
Interesting. Not. Oh, wait, it's that other thing. Boring.
Well, you're just talking about your trip.
Oh, and I was saying that I caught a cold. This was my point. I caught a cold because of all the traveling and meeting of the new people, which I don't like to do. And therefore, I have a runny nose and watery eyes, and everything is sort of itchy, and my chest hurts, and my throat hurts, and I'm very, very cranky.
Oh
boy, it's a good thing there's no one around that annoys you then.
Hit him now. Hit
I
him.
Wish we'd had that on video. Oh. He fumbled opening the envelope.
He rolled a one.
He rolled a one.
Hey, I know how to fix the sound.
I did get some good I saw a good couple good shirts. I'm having a hard time speaking as well.
Wow.
I'm not even drunk this time. I saw a couple of good shirts at Dragon Con, which is where Paul Boyer and Carrie Beagle and I were last week. My favorite one said, "I've always hated you the most."
I've always hated you the
yes.
most.
Yes. I wish I was wearing it right now, Brad.
Kristen, I'm satisfied with the cards that you send me that
say that. I loathe you.
Hey, look.
I despise you.
Congratulations on the birth of your baby girl.
That's right. I got a card.
Yep. Where'd you leave it?
What?
The baby girl?
He opened it up and says, "Where'd you leave it?"
Yeah.
Oh. And she said, I think she went to, no, she didn't go to the doctor. Yesterday she went to the doctor. She gained 2 pounds in her first 3 weeks.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So I put her on a diet. Debbie keeps wanting to feed her like every day.
Yeah. We just can't have that in the Wardell household.
That's All too right. much.
Fastest supercomputer ever built?
Mm-hmm. IBM's at it.
How
again.
Fast is it?
It's so fast.
Is it faster than Paris Hilton?
You go, girl.
That's hot. Oh, wait. She trademarked that, didn't she?
Oh,
who cares?
Great. Cut that out.
No. I'm not cutting anything out. Yeah, the new supercomputer will be able to achieve petaflop speeds.
Oh my God!
It will actually be able to execute over 5 tax returns per hour.
Oh man, painful.
1,000 trillion calculations.
I see. And
per
why?
Second.
Why do we need them to calculate this much?
To prove global warming.
So we can figure out how much money Brad actually makes.
Yes.
That's a lot of zeros.
Yes, I'm
that
sure.
That takes 2 Timex Sinclair 1000 seconds to calculate.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Running at peak speed, be able to crunch through 1.6 thousand trillion calculations per second. That's a lot.
I see.
Really? How much does your Pentium 4 do?
Not nearly as many.
It does like...
You don't have no idea.
It does like 100.
Significantly less.
Right, see, that's one of the problems with using teraflops and that is that no one really knows what they mean. In the old days, in my day, back when this
the
T-shirt
OS2
I'm wearing
days.
Was relevant,
we had Norton SI index, and we knew that number meant something. And actually, it's going to all come back because we'll get to it in Windows Vista. But we need a standard in which to go by. No one, regular people don't know what a teraflop is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really couldn't tell you how much faster this is in a PC.
What would you ask me for?
Because you're the one talking about how fast a 1.6 trillion teraflops
I just read the paper, man.
1.6 teraflops, whatever it is. Petaflops, 1.6 petaflops.
The neat thing about this, though, is it's going to use 16,000 standard processors working alongside 16,000 cell processors designed for the PlayStation 3. So they're going to mix them together.
Wow. And it only costs a little bit more than a PlayStation 3.
You, for just a little bit more, you could have your own supercomputer in your home. All righty. So anything else interesting about that story?
Yeah, they're talking about using it for, actually, is a program that ensures the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile remains safe and reliable.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So the supercomputers can simulate how nuclear materials age, negates arguments for the resumption of underground nuclear testing.
My God,
that was
fascinating.
Like fun.
All right, moving on. New
nuclear
topic.
Technology.
All right. Amazon unwraps its Unbox.
Ooh.
Wow, that
saucy.
sounds dirty.
Sounds good to me.
What's it about?
Movies.
Movies. Porn?
Just tell me when you're done so I can poop on it.
Is it prawn? Yeah.
Because I think it's stupid.
No, it's not prawn.
Okay.
Why is it stupid?
All right, well, tell us about it first, Derek, and then Brad will crap on it like he does every other thing in my life.
With all the speculation about Apple releasing...
Sorry,
you guys are having a moment, aren't you? Damn. I looked up, and they're, like, looking at each other and laughing and seething at the same time. It was the damnedest look.
Yeah. Hate is a beautiful thing.
Especially when you embrace it so.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater.
Hating's a lot like loving, except that there's fingernails involved. And even then, it can get...
it's still a fine line. Okay, what is Amazon's Unbox?
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
You lost your place, didn't you?
No, I have my place. I'm the only guy doing the news here.
Hey.
You two kids want to go play in the corner.
Some of us actually have researched this so that it can crap on it.
Fine. You tell us about it, Wardell.
I don't really know that much.
For crying out loud.
No, basically, do you want to talk about it or do you want me to talk
about it? It doesn't matter. We can share it.
Talk about Newsboy and then I'll...
Newsboy? Monkey Boy?
Dance!
I love it because even audio only, he still does
arm
movements. You know, if you looked at the comments, that's sadly, people wanted this show to actually start with me doing the monkey dance, which is really
They were talking
sad.
In the chat room today.
I will never get to run for president now.
They want us to line dance it, all three together. So we all just did it in unison.
Yeah.
You guys missed it. Sorry.
That was awesome.
We might do it again.
Yeah, the best Brad can ever hope for now is senator.
Except for that dope.
And
not
to be a Democrat at that.
Or maybe Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But, you know.
Go to the Green Party. You can smoke all the dope you want
there. Yeah, really.
I don't smoke dope.
Amazon's Unbox.
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 Damn it.
Give it to me.
Yeah. The service called Amazon Unbox will offer content from 6 major Hollywood studios, including 20th Century Fox and Warner Brothers, as well as TV networks such as CBS and Fox, and cable channels like Comedy Central and E! Entertainment. And now you can buy it all online.
Okay.
The big thing about this story, though, is not so much what they're offering, but the fact that they beat Apple to the market.
Ah.
That's what all the blah, blah, blah is about.
Because,
you know, Apple was supposed to do the same thing with iTunes. Mm-hmm. Amazon came out and went, no, we got it.
We got it covered.
Yeah, cool.
We're good. Don't worry about it.
Right.
I got it handled.
But Amazon will be the only one to offer DVD quality.
Ooh.
Yes.
Impressive.
Mm.
And
it's a little pricey, though.
Price between $7.99 and $14.95. $14.99 with television shows at $1.99 per episode. Movies will be rented for $3.99.
Right, but you cannot burn them.
Yeah, that's rough.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay for it and just it's going to clog your hard drive.
Do you have to know if you get all the extras and stuff, or is it just the movie?
I don't know. It doesn't. The article didn't say. I would assume you would get all the extras.
But we don't know.
We don't know for sure.
All right, Brad, take it away. Begin with the pooping.
All right, the pooping is no HD content. No HD content. That is the thing that I think Apple and Amazon have really missed the boat on, is that while Blu-ray and HD DVD are busy completely sabotaging their chances of acceptance by having unbelievably overpriced, crappy players that take like half a minute to a minute just to boot up. They're just awful right now. They could have, Amazon or Apple could have come out with a movie standard that says, okay, by the way, they can do HD DVD and, you know, let you choose. Do you want, just like when you go to a site and they let you choose between high def, you know, you go to a trailer site, you can actually right now choose between high def, standard, and crap. And here was a real opportunity missed, I think. The pricing is okay. $7.99 to $14.99 for a movie isn't too bad. You can rent movies for $4, which I find is insane. I can go to Blockbuster and rent for, or what's the one you guys use?
Netflix.
Netflix, right? So it's not even a good deal because, see, my view is that on all these, once you're committed to spending an hour or two downloading something, because even at DVD resolution, which is I think 720 by 480 is probably the resolution on that. I could be wrong. Could be 640 by 5. Anyway, point is, you're going to be spending a lot of time to download it. They might as well have just gone to HD, and that way there's something, a real opportunity. But now, they're just, it's just, I'm like I said, if it's just DVD quality, then I'm just going to go out to Best Buy or just order it or whatever. I don't need it right then and there. And since it's really not an impulse buy, because you're not going to get it, you can't, at 6 p.m. go, you know what? Let's watch Star Trek 2. I'll press this button and in 5-6 hours I'll have it, right? So it's not really impulse buy. It's quicker just to go up to the store. So, but on the other hand, if it had support HD content, you know what? I would have done it. Now, what Apple's working on, according to the rumor, is that rather than coming, and Paul will find this interesting, rather than coming out with a media player thing for the computer on the Mac that you hook up to your TV, they're going to come up with a kind of like an airport thing. So from your Mac or your PC or your iPod, you can take an HD or some other, you know, any type of video and pipe it to your TV through this special airport device that then hooks up to your
TV. It'll just plug into AUXs like RCA, auxiliaries?
Well, it'll be no, through your network. So from your computer to this, through your wireless network or whatever, it'll actually stream it from your computer. Because if you got, in theory, when especially when 802.11n comes out, but even with G, in theory, you might be able to do some HD content. I don't know about if G can handle it. There's been studies on that. But that is where I think it's at, is let people download high-def content and then stream that to your high-def television. But this, I just think this was a real opportunity. This would have been interesting 2 years ago, but now I don't understand why they did this.
What do you think, Joel? Would you buy a movie from Amazon Unbox?
Well, I agree with Brad that the HD content probably is a missed opportunity. If I can't burn it to a CD, I really don't have any interest in it myself.
Right. Precisely. You can't burn it to a DVD or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So at that point, why am I buying this again? Mm-hmm. The only thing they could have had would have been the HD content. That would have been worthwhile.
The only thing that really interests me about this is, not so much the movies. Like you said, it's easier to get Netflix or just go out to Best Buy and buy one, or Blockbuster and rent one. The TV shows, as soon as the day they come out, you know, or the next day, you know, that would be great. Catch up on all the stuff on, you know, E! And Comedy Central, like, you know, Daily Show, Colbert Report, things like that, for $4, sure. But if I can't burn it or keep it.
On the other hand, the individual TV shows I think is interesting, but I think they're at a disadvantage to the iPod, to, you know, Apple's thing, because people are just used to doing that right now.
Right.
But $2 for an episode, you know, I could deal with that, I guess. But again, it's stuck on your computer. I think Apple has. They beat Apple to the punch, but in 5 years, is anyone going to care that they beat Apple to the punch by a week or a month or whatever?
Right.
That
6 months from now, they could both come out with something entirely different.
Right. I'm going to sit there and
watch
it.
Or a third party could come along with HD, and it could be half the price, and you can burn it and get burning rights and blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Who knows what's being cooked up by anybody with enough venture capital and gumption to do it?
Apple coming out with a specialized device that hooks to your TV, that takes it from your PC or Mac, I think is pretty ingenious.
Right.
You know, especially over your wireless network. A lot of people have that. They almost certainly have some sort of network at home if they're, you know, dealing with this kind of stuff.
Right. Do you want to wake Kristen up so we can do the next story?
I was going to get a Coke.
You get a Coke. I'll wake her up.
What now?
I told you I saw boogers. But no, you said,
sweet.
It's not funny. That's what you said when I was looking at your boogers.
You were just staring at me.
No.
I didn't hear you say any words.
I was looking up your nose.
I did not receive your telepathic message, is what I'm telling you.
Well, maybe if you were concentrating a little more.
Maybe.
Just getting
but
surly.
I wasn't. So, moving on. Crank. New topic. Crank. Facebook. What in the heck is Facebook?
What is Facebook?
Yeah.
It's a social networking site a lot like MySpace, but for the college crowd. Which sounds kind of redundant, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too old to be a part of that. Let's go to the next story.
Because I'm
just bitter now. I mean, all this cool stuff's out now, and now I'm 25.
Right. Way past the ages.
Way past that.
Yeah. 25.
What? I didn't say anything.
I could be 25.
You could be.
Jeff said I could pass for a graduate student.
You could be 25 12 years ago.
Bye, Grandpa.
I remember when all this was trees.
You know,
right.
That's not funny. Actually, so.
Wait a minute. I do remember when all this was trees. All right. So that's Facebook.
You want to hear what Facebook did?
Yeah, I do.
They tried to do what everybody aspires to do. We're going to redesign our site and offer brand new features, and everybody's going to love it, and it's going to be so much more functional. And they basically put a news feed on what your friends are up to.
Okay.
Like if they change their relationship status, or if they add new music, or if they decline a party invitation or whatever. It's like a news feed that just tells you what's going on with all your friends.
Right.
Which everybody went, that's just way too stalkerish. You know, if everybody can see what you're doing at every turn, and they started complaining about it and online petitions to start calling it like stalker book and all this kind of stuff.
All right, let's see. Let me see if I understand this. People go online to this community site,
right,
and post things in public to this community site,
right,
and they put up an RSS feed that let people know what people were posting to this public community site.
Yes,
and everybody got mad.
That's right.
I see.
Losers.
Yep. So.
For the love of God.
And this one thing, and having your CEO tell people to calm down.
Not a good
ain't
idea.
The way. Well, you know, I hate to say this, but just last week on Joe User, I told people to F off.
He's not joking. We laugh because it's true.
You know, I just, you know, it's.
What do you want for free?
I don't remember. No. Oh, someone didn't like. It's even shown up in the Power User forums where people have said, if I. Because of my political opinions, like on Iraq, you work at Starduck or whatever. You know, I'm never going to buy any products, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you know what? How's this, though? If just so that we're clear on my opinion on whether my opinions should affect your purchasing positions, how's this? Fuck off. Okay? That way we have no gray area there.
Wow. Yeah, Brad doesn't leave a lot of room for gray area.
No,
in
there's not
like
a whole lot of lateral motion going on.
But I just think that's amazing how, you know, people in Facebook. I understand why people are could be a little annoyed, but they could turn it into an option, couldn't they?
Well,
they
that's
did.
Exactly what
they
did. Mark Zuckerberg, doesn't he? Yeah.
What did you call me?
Mark Puckerbutt. And what they did was they turned it into an option, so you can add or remove specific entries from your newsfeed, like have it show if you change your relationship, but not show if you do this, that, or the other.
Right, exactly.
Which they should have done in the first
place.
Which
they should have done.
Of just throwing it out there and going,
that is nice to have those features and things like that.
Yeah, but talk about making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, really. I agree. I mean, I think people are just
really,
out of control.
Really spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
Go on these sites like MySpace or where it's basically people posting their most intimate, and Kristen and I won't go into the details.
Yes.
We're looking at some
detail.
MySpace pages recently. Not ours.
Not
other
mine.
People's.
Other
right.
people's.
Going
to
and
detail.
Just looking at the very
and
intimate.
Basically pooping on them.
Yeah, but I mean, people post this intimate stuff,
I know
and
they
it's
do.
Just like, you know, if you're really into that, one could almost imagine like being surprised that people would be that. People would be get upset about syndicating this stuff because, well, wait a minute, this other person's talking about their abortions or the out of wedlock things her husband's doing or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the really private things.
Yeah. Yeah. Private things. That's why we were on there. We wanted to see inside people's lives, and you know what? I regret it.
It wasn't worth
it.
I
wish I hadn't done it.
It wasn't worth it. Yeah.
What's that? What did you do?
I tear out my own eyes. I said that's why we're on there, is looking at people's private lives, and I wish I hadn't done it.
Well, it's about making ourselves feel
better. Look at this loser.
I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you're all weeping, and you're like, who needs a drink?
Right.
Kind of makes you wish you had one of those Men in Black, just little flashy things.
I'll flash myself.
You won't remember anything. I'm going to look right into this.
I'm going to look right in there. How much time can I take off? All right.
Senior prom. My wedding day.
Can I get specific? Exactly.
That night with the Filipino hookup.
I need one of those things, I tell you. So many nights with Filipino hookers. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway. Well, anyways, I'm just bitter about Facebook because it's targeting people who aren't me.
Yes. I know. Brad is just bitter about many things.
Yes. It's on the list now.
It's on the list. You're on notice, Facebook. All right. Diebold voting machine hacked in 4 minutes flat. Woohoo!
Took them 4 minutes.
That's nothing. Back in 2004, when we were contracted to go in Ohio because it's a neighboring state, we were hacking those voting machines for Bush in like 2 minutes flat.
Yeah, because you knew how.
Yeah, we knew these how. Guys, well, and we had a program for it. I mean, we had the equipment because the campaign had given us the stuff. We just went to Cleveland and a couple other urban areas. And
the big ones that are probably going to vote Democrat.
Hey, none of my business, you know. Right. It's none of my business. But
we just did what we were told.
We just do what we're told by the Cheney's team, and we were in there and we popped in. But it was only like a 2 minute job, so four minutes. I'm unimpressed.
That's really a waste of time, right there.
Yeah, they wasted 2 minutes per machine.
And apparently Cheney could have hired monkeys to do it as well. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was a little offended.
I think he did hire monkeys. Dance, monkey!
Clearly, they've seen the monkey dance.
We need to get this Wardell guy to do this.
So the Diebold machines are hackable, which is pretty unfortunate. Hopefully they'll fix this.
Which is unfortunate,
but not surprising. What's worse is you can do it without so much as leaving a trace. At all.
Nice.
It's undetectable.
Well, thank God to all the conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Who want to think, oh, well, Bush stole the election in 2004. Mm-hmm.
Well, they've already found, this is untraceable. And there's also a 2-digit access code and a back door and one other, what is it, a little black box kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So there's already like 4 different ways you can hack or alter the information in these things. Including the paper ballots. So
right.
No conspiracy needed, dude. It's flawed.
Well, as long as they keep doing it for Republicans, then that's fine.
Right.
Actually, no. I'm mad. I don't like any of the political parties.
None of them.
Me either.
Start your own?
Eh.
I'm gonna go live in...
I would want
to
be
I used to be apathetic, but now I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing you can say about Congress is that they're not doing anything, any damage, because they're not doing anything.
Right. That is sad. Well,
feds are.
The feds are, right. They shut down a spyware operation.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, thank God for that. The FTC.
I'm actually kind of happy about
that. Are
you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the FTC obtained a settlement order against internet media. What does internet media do?
They distribute software illegally. Search Miracle, Miracle Search, EM Toolbar, Elite Bar, and Elite Toolbar.
So
yeah.
A bunch of toolbars, basically.
Basically,
and they're
they're
spyware.
They are spyware, yep. They
and
would
people download them, and then it sends back information about what people are doing on their computers.
It would pop up and tell you that you can get cell phone ringtones, photographs, wallpapers, song lyrics, or that your browser's defective and you have to upgrade or download patches. And when you did, it didn't download any of that stuff. It would just download one of their bars that would install itself and was very difficult to uninstall. And then it would start sending back, statistic of where you've surfed and what you've done online.
And you'd basically have to wipe and reinstall the computer.
Yeah, and then you get pop-ups and all kinds of other
crap. I see.
Nice. You know, the thing about these kinds of companies, you always wonder, some people really, this is what greed leads to. I mean, pure greed. People who, they will do anything for money. I mean, can you imagine just... working, how would you work at a company like that, being a developer or any sort of part of being a company that does something so
when someone tells you can have a Ferrari in a month clear, it gives you an incentive to code quicker.
That's the thing. I mean, these people, I would never do that.
I just can't imagine
being so into money to do something that is just so immoral or unethical as this. I mean, What do you tell you? Tell you get together at your family, get together for Thanksgiving or whatever. Well, you know, so and so's working here. So what do you do? I work at a spyware company, and
they don't say that.
No, well, what do they?
Never.
I mean, they
say
what they're doing.
They say they're a software developer.
I'm a software developer, yes. Or
we
I'm in advertising.
We make browser-related applications.
Yes.
Yeah, but deep down, they know they're just scum.
Well,
we're into data mining.
We're into data mining. Yeah.
There's 100 ways to dress
that
up.
This sort of thing just really boils my...
Yeah, so they busted him for $2 million, and they...
boils your what?
Blood. Oh. Blood. What do you think I said?
I don't know. That's why I asked. Nothing.
Woo. Moving right along.
All right. This is what Brad's been champing at the bit to get at. I'm just going to take a nap under the desk while he goes...
Why?
Rants about Microsoft.
I'm not ranting. It was just stories.
I haven't read them yet. Well, all right. So Microsoft is possibly going to delay Vista in Europe. Did you know this, Brad?
No. I was on Neil when I saw the headline.
Okay, so.
Did you read the story?
I read the headline.
Don't talk through your teeth at me, mister. I will get up right now and leave.
I will turn this podcast around.
I will smack her on the way, and she will attack you as I'm walking out.
The doors are locked from the outside. Yeah. You already know that.
Jeez.
No. All right, so.
Window.
Mike, yeah, right out. I don't care if it's the second floor. I'm gone.
Yeah, why don't you hope one of those geese are there to fly away?
Do it at an angle. Hit the pond.
You know you would just stick to the window, though. Right, exactly.
It just go like whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
this is the banter people complain about.
Yes, I know.
I just want you to know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, do you know?
Huh? I know, Brad.
People really don't like the banter. It's just empty, useless banter.
Yeah, and they
hell
love
them. Some people tune in just for the banter. They say they don't even care if we have stories. We should just tell our own personal stories.
Yeah, you know, when I was 8,
I can't show my hangnail.
I got nothing.
When I was 4, I rode my tricycle down a flight of stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
smart.
I thought I was Evel Knievel.
And
I was like, I'm Evel Knievel. That's what I said. Apparently, I don't remember a damn thing.
I almost swallowed a bee once.
Blunt head trauma.
Yeah.
Which I know explains so much about me now.
It really does.
You swallowed Joel, a blunt?
Clear. You swallow? Are you putting up with this?
Joel?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Poor Joel.
Crumbled together for a second. I didn't hear anybody.
Yeah. He fell into a coma, which is what I normally do.
So, yeah, I figure me and Joel should we could have a side conversation while you guys are babbling about your bee eating.
It was bee almost swallowing, thank you. See,
you
when I was 8.
A bee?
No, almost. See, when I was 8, we were picnicking on the front porch, you know, it was summer, and, you know. And so I had a cup of Kool-Aid next to me, and apparently the bee got in there.
The sugar.
And I went to go, I went to go drink it, and there was a bee in there, and it bumbled inside my
mouth.
And
you're like,
yeah. And I go, you know, stuck my tongue out and screamed, and the bee kind of flew out like, what the hell just happened to me? You know, so it was awesome.
Okay, your turn, Joel.
No, yeah. All right, anyway.
Oh, you have to give me equal time.
Yeah. So how long are you going to talk about RC1? That's what I want to know. Vista might be delayed in Europe because Europe, of course, wants Microsoft to comply with their non-monopolistic rules, whatever those might be.
Which is really the key thing.
It's really the key thing.
Typical
whatever those might be.
Continental European thinking. You guys are being monopolistic. Well, can you be more precise? What would you like us to do? Stop being a monopoly. Yes. And so specifically, what would you like us to
do? What do you want me to take out of the...
Stuff that competes wrongly.
With who?
Okay. We're going to find you. I told you, you know, don't we have troops there?
Not that kind of troops, I don't think. Those troops are poised to fly elsewhere. All right, so Vista might be delayed in Europe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then Vista compatibility. What does Microsoft owe us? Brad, what
right,
does Microsoft owe us?
Story on eWeek by David Morgenstern.
We should link that story.
We should link that story. Talks about, well, how compatible does Windows Vista really need to be? You know, and this is an issue that goes on all the time, is at what point is it up to the software developer to have to update their software to work on Windows Vista versus when should Microsoft make a change to the OS? And I think, you know, our experiences, my experiences with RC1 is that they're not doing as much as they could be doing for compatibility. That's my one of my biggest gripes with it. I actually like – I'm using Windows Vista RC1 full-time on my laptop. So it is now made – it has now passed the threshold where it can be used on a day-to-day basis. That said, I run into weird things. For example, front page 2003, if I am on a web page and I try to create a link to a folder that is on a network server, it will crash every time. This is on a clean setup. I'm not running anything other than Vista and FrontPage 2003. 100% reproducible on that machine. I haven't installed on any other machines because, you know, I don't care that much. But it
used to be apathetic, but now I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Today's phrase,
yes.
Catchphrase. So the article basically goes and says, so Vista has a compatibility mode for old apps, as XP did, but Vista has better. So they have a compatibility mode in there. Where Microsoft is trying to go is that they want to go to virtualization. That's where effectively the application thinks it's running on a previous version of Windows, which is, they're bundling Virtual PC 2007 to kind of assist that sort of thing with Windows Vista Ultimate, I should say. So that's where compatibility is, and there's a lot of discussion of just how compatible it is. I would say right now Vista's getting there. I would call RC1 almost like a beta 3, which leads us to another story.
Top five improvements
over on CR1. It says top five improvements that Windows Vista RC1 has. Installation has gotten better. I agree with that. Installation was completely painless.
I installed it over the network and it was painless.
Yeah,
that's
they've
good
got,
news.
They've
I upgraded over the network it was painless.
Installation is now, as far as I can tell, right on.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Driver support is not quite there yet. I can't, for example, yet use my Verizon access card on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of a problem, but I expect that'll get fixed. Performance is where me and CRN go our separate ways. Yeah. They're saying that they use, and I quote the phrase, that RC1 will make the performance problems of Beta 1 seem like a distant memory. And it's that it's as snappy as Windows XP, which I say bull.
Yeah, I'll poo-poo on that one too.
That is, I don't know what they're smoking. the overall snappiness of opening Windows and stuff is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied with that. There are two areas in particular where RC1 and Windows Vista falls down. One, loading programs. Mm-hmm. There is some sort of, I'm sure of it, new security thing to make sure it's not doing something malicious to your computer.
Right.
So when I double click on a program to load it, even if it's only like 20K, it's now taking noticeably longer than it used to. Noticeably longer, and that really drives
me
crazy.
But Brad, what price to pay for security?
Yeah. Well, it gives the opportunity to a third party to come up with a tool that gets rid of it. For power users, they go, you know what? When I'm double clicking on MAME or whatever, or some little text editor, I know it's not going to blow up my machine. You do not need to be messing with it. That's one thing I noticed. And two, I think they replaced the underlying zip engine for compressed folders with Windows Vista to one that is dog slow. So unzipping a file with 500 files command line might be done in a second. With Windows Vista, using compressed folders, it might take 2 minutes. It's massively slower.
Wow.
So again, if good news for WinZip, I wonder if they got bribed or something, and other third parties who might want to step in to fix that.
I'm still using WinRAR, and I'm perfectly happy with it.
Yeah, security seems fine. I can't really have put it through its test. So number four, security. Given that you have to constantly press a button to say
do damn near anything
to do anything, because it'll bring up an annoying dialogue.
Yeah.
So which means here's what's going to happen: Windows Vista, when you go to run a program, it'll bring up this thing that you need.
Your screen dims and
your
this box
dims
pops
and
up.
It's slow.
Yeah.
It's slow. It's actually kind of
every time
hacky.
That happens, I'm like, oh,
right.
It's like someone
so
poking me with a stick.
Exactly. To run this program wants to actually do something on your computer. Do you want to let it proceed? And so you say, yes, let it proceed. Well, because it comes up so often, what people are going to do is turn it off. So
right.
It's going to be
well, you
useless.
Can you?
Yeah, you can turn it off. Yeah.
I thought you had to be like admin account or, you know, go in
Well, yeah, but you can turn off for the machine. It's,
okay,
for, yeah.
okay, good.
But that's a problem. It's off for every account, so it's an all or nothing thing. Good, another opportunity for third parties. But but still, it's one of those things that
too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if Microsoft
should,
if Microsoft wants security really better, they need to fix that so that it's a little bit more intelligent. You know what would be a nice thing? How about this? Have it remember.
Right, a checkbox. Hey.
Remember, this is a good program.
Once I've run the program one time.
Choose this option every time. Remember this?
No. How about this? Even have it remember a program's a previously run. Mm-hmm. So it has a checksum of the exe of the image I just ran. So next time I load MAME, I don't have
matches.
To. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, even that would not be enough.
Brad Wardell solves everything.
Yeah, well, if they would listen.
Well, that it's still, and what that checkbox would need to also solve the problem of it doing whatever scan it's doing in the executable while it's loading, so it doesn't take 4 or 5 seconds to load when it should only take half a second. Mm-hmm. Number five, multimedia. I'll agree there. It supports HD, DVD, and Blu-ray, which is nice. Right in there. Multimedia is good. So is Windows Vista RC1 ready for prime time? No. I think it's a good beta 3.
It's a hell of a lot closer. It is head and shoulders above the beta 2.
There was beta 2 in for May. Yeah. I agree there. I can now run this as my full-time operating system, and that's a big step forward. Back to you, Kristen.
What?
Yeah. I don't poo-poo on the things you like to talk about.
I'm not poo-pooing.
Oh, actually, I do poo-poo on that.
Yeah. On everything.
I'm not bitter.
Hey, Joel, did you know that for the U.S. launch, they have confirmed that there are only 400,000 PS3s going to be available?
Yeah, no, I heard something about that.
Yeah.
You know what? At the rate they're going, I don't know if they'll actually have a problem meeting demand still.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Didn't
that
they
is
just
true.
Say 2 or 3 weeks ago that they hadn't even started manufacturing yet?
They did say that, and now they've got.
Now they're
like
suddenly, oh, we'll have a ton of them.
Well, they had promised previously 2 to 2.4 million units.
Which they're still promising 1 to 1.2. By the holidays.
For North America, by the holidays.
Right.
Well, good luck.
I say
them.
Crap.
At $600.
I call shenanigans.
Yeah. At $600, I'll be interested to see, you know, the sales on this. I remember the Neo Geo. Do you guys know the Neo Geo?
Yeah. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one.
How well that sell?
Even I remember that.
Yeah. $600 just seems incredibly pricey.
Yeah.
So at the launch, you're going to have 500,000 of these, 100,000 for Japan and 400,000 for the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go get one? We'll get two. And then we can go sell them in Japan.
No, because I still have a bet going with a guy in our office that the Wii is going to beat out the...
It's for a dollar.
The Wii is going to beat out it.
Yeah.
Beat out PlayStation 3.
Yeah. Well, I have a bet, so I have to make sure that I win.
Oh, someone bet against you?
Yeah.
Who is this person?
Brian Clare.
He thinks that the... Really?
Yep.
Brian thinks that...
That overall, the PS3...
Despite the massive timeline of Doom for Sony... every step of the way, everything has gone wrong completely.
Call it a death spiral.
Yeah, there you go.
Circling the drain is how I like to
Right.